Hey everybody, this is Jared Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast, and in this episode of Season 6 Crime Club, we're talking about a crime that should never happen. That actually did happen, but it shouldn't have. But I'm going to tell you it did. And why it did is because you allowed it. That's why it happened. You allowed it. And if you didn't allow it, you are the unicorn. Of course you allow it. You are the unicorn. Yes, trust me, you are the unicorn, all right? Let's get into it. Tomato time. Hey, remember this. Rich people, poor people. Poor people like rich. Rich people like poor. The reason I say that, rich people stay rich by acting like they're poor. They're broke. They don't do it. And also, don't rob people to pay Paul. And this. Remember this. Time is money. Money is time. Don't waste time. Don't waste money. Hey, never quit your day job while conquering the world. My daddy always says that. And I mean that. Don't quit your job while trying to conquer the world. You can be successfully wealthy as long as you have a full-time job. I stressfully meant that. And I mean that. The reason why I say that is because all the 1/10 of 1% of all wealthy people, they had a full-time job. Elon Musk, full-time job. Jeff Bezos, just stepped down. Bill Gates, just stepped down. See, all these wealthy people, they had jobs. Steve Jobs, one of the co-founders of Apple, he worked until he had to retire. Yes, he had to step down. He even got fired from his job. They fired him. Tell him. That's what I mean. That's how good and brutal it is in this world. To be successfully wealthy, you gotta have a full-time job. The reason why you gotta have that, because you need that in order to pay your bills. Because while you're trying to build your empire, you gotta have that job. Jobs gotta pay those bills. You can't just sit there and expect to work and run. Because, you know, if you go on the TV show Shark Tank, right? On Shark Tank, here's what they ask. They always ask him, so tell me something about you. So how are you doing this business? Well, I'm doing this business, and plus I work at my job. Well, to me, it tells me that you're not focused. You're not really focused on working at the company because you have a job. I see that you're not giving 100% or 200% with the business. I see that you have a job. And then this is actually true happened. This guy said, I have to have insurance because I have a special needs child. And I have to have insurance in order to pay for the meds that my child has. Because if I get on the state assistance, they don't cover that meds. And that meds keeps my child alive. And to be honest with you, y'all don't pay. To be honest with you, you don't pay my bills. I pay all my bills with my full-time job and still do my business because I have that opportunity, so I can do that. I never quit my day job while I'm achieving my success. Until this business is 100% guaranteed, that's when I'll quit my job. But until then, it ain't gonna happen. So you can sit there and tell me I'm doing everything wrong or that I need to do this. No, I'm not quitting my job because I got bills I got to pay. I got a mortgage. I don't want to be sit here in debt. You can sit there and say, well, that shows me that you have your drive if you got debt. No, it doesn't. It shows that you mismanage your money so that you don't know what you're doing if you're in debt. If you're debt-free, that shows that you know what you're doing. And I'd rather work with someone who's debt-free. Would you rather work with me if I got over $10 million worth of debt? Do you want to work with me? You're going to ask me, how'd you accumulate that debt? That's the first thing you're going to ask me. Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. Because you want to know how I got that debt and why I got that debt. So, let's just look at some logics, okay? Math. Mathematical logics, okay? Let's do the logics, okay? Let's look at the logics of what we do. We achieve our dreams. You want to achieve your dreams. You don't have to be dead. You don't have to have debt. And he was mad, and they were mad. Out of all of them, one took the deal with him. One gave him a deal, and he took that deal. Because he came there for a deal. Whether it was a bad deal or not, he took the deal. Because he said he needed that deal. And he got that deal. Got what he wanted. So like I'm telling you right now, listen. You gotta do what you gotta do. Now let's get into this. Like I said, this is the Crime Chronicles. This never happened. Also, this special crime shout out goes out to Caleb. Caleb, what's up, OG? I got you. I love Caleb. Caleb's part of my family. If you know Caleb, then you know me. That's who that is, okay? Caleb's a true OG. Yes, not binary. I love Caleb. Caleb loves me. I love Caleb. Caleb is one of my homies. Ride or die. Yes. Now listen, let's get into this. Listen carefully. To each and every one of you out there trying to be successful, to do your business, to achieve your dream, to put in the efforts of being successful, this is what you got to do, okay? We're getting into it right now. This is what you got to do. You're trying to be successful. You're trying to achieve your dream. You're trying to make that money. You're trying to put more money in your pocket. You're trying to have the allocations of wealth. You want to have that wealth. Let me tell you something. The 1/10 of 1% of wealthy people, how they stay wealthy is by acting broke. Seriously, they do. Let me tell you something. Andrew Carnegie and JP Morgan did the same thing. They took out, let me tell you something right now. Allow me to tell, John D. Rockefeller did one thing. He took out his competition in order for him to be wealthy. So you want to be successfully wealthy, you need to take out your competition. Take out that competition. That's the only way you're going to be successfully wealthy. So let's say a good example. You start a business, all right? You want to start a business. Start a business that no one else has ever started. Create a lane all by yourself. Here's a good example. Okay, let's say you want to start a restaurant. Let me tell you something. There's so many restaurants in this world, so you're competing with all these other competitions. See what I mean? Find a product, find a business that no one has ever done, and no one has ever done on this planet. No one. Start that, and guess what? You will become a millionaire. You will become a billionaire. Why? Because you have no competition, and you're the only person. And then guess what happens? Once you reach that billion mark, you'll have so many people want to do what you get. Because that's what happens. When you start achieving your abundance, wealth, everyone's going to start doing what you're doing. Because they want to be like you. Everybody wants to be like you. So I'm going to tell you right now. You want to achieve your dream of success? Don't. Don't do what other people are doing. Don't. Achieve your dream by doing what you're supposed to do. Okay? Achieve your wealth. I stress that highly. Achieve your wealth. When you achieve your wealth, you will become successful. Do something that no one has ever done. Achieve something. Start a business that nobody's ever started. And then guess what? You'll create your own lane. Create that own lane. Create your own market. Create your own lane. Follow the rules. That's what you gotta do. Okay? I'm just telling you, that's what you gotta do. Start your own lane. Create your own life, your own lane, your own business. Create something that no one has ever done. There was a lady back in the 80s. She created a product that nobody has ever created on this planet. There was nobody doing this product. Guess what she did? She persevered and sold that product on TV, and guess what? She became a multi-millionaire. In the 80s, being a millionaire was like being a billionaire today. She became a millionaire. Yes. And was making a lot of money. Guap's money. Guap means like she got the bag. And big bag today. Mind I ask you. I'm just telling you. And that's how she achieved her wealth. But then all of a sudden, here's what happened. She had that product made here in America, but she also did one thing that most companies never thought about doing. She hired a boardroom of lawyers. Everybody was wondering, like, why do you need a boardroom of lawyers? That's what they were asking, like, why do you need lawyers? She hired lawyers. methods on how to be successful. All her family, all her friends, everybody wants to know how to be successful, and that's how she teaches them. They all want to know, she shows them, follow my method, this is how I achieve my wealth. And everybody. Now, everyone is doing what she did, and now it's the blueprint for what we do today. Our success is measured by what she did. We follow her method. Now she's teaching everyone. And there's people like Lori Kinnear, Barbara Corcoran, you know what I mean? They're all on there trying to learn, doing her method. Because Barbara is telling them, and Lori's saying, I'm on QVC, I'm on HSN, and I can sell your product. I know connections here. Let me tell you something. Yes, you know connections. That's what they're saying. I have connections with these people, and I can help you achieve your wealth. If you do exactly what I do, I can show you blah, 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 plaza, plaza, boom, boom, boom. You can have all the wealth you want. If you do exactly what I tell you, just follow my method. I will show you how I became successful with all my methods and all the products that I have. Then I can show you how I build my brand and build my empire. See, Barbara Corcoran built her empire in real estate. Lori Kinnear had a bunch of patents on a bunch of products. That's what she had. She had a bunch of products. And that's how she built her brand. And everything. She built her brand and empire that way. So now I'm telling you, you gotta find that niche. Find whatever makes you successful. Get into that mindset, that community right now. Every day that you don't push, don't get out there and grind, you're gonna be broke. Stop being broke. Get out there and get that bag. Because listen, I want each and every one of y'all out there to have that bag. If you don't have the bag, I wonder why you don't have the bag. I want you to have that bag. I want you to have that money. I want you to get out there and grind. I want you to get into that beast mode mindset. I want you to have everything that you need to have. I want you to have your affirmation today is, my bank account is going to be overflowing with money, with abundance of money. That's your affirmation. That's what you need to tell yourself. My bank account's going to be overflowing with money. I want to achieve my dreams. My success is going to be achieving my dreams. Definitely. I'm going to have all the money in the world in my bank account. I'm going to be a successful billionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a hundredaire. I'm going to be a thousandaire. Whatever your mindset is, tell yourself that. I'm going to achieve my dreams. I'm going to turn my dreams into reality. That's what you need to do. Start living the mindset like that. And when you do that, guess what? You can start believing. When you believe it, you can conceive it. You understand? When you believe it, you can conceive it. That's what you got to do. You got to believe it to conceive it. You got to believe that you can achieve your wealth. No one out here is going to tell you what you can and cannot do. But listen, create your own lane. Start doing something for you. Build your empire. Build that brand. Hey, listen, everybody. This is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. And I love each and every one of you. I want y'all out there to prosper. I want y'all out there to get that bag. Because right now, you got an opportunity. If you're young, if you're in your 20s, you have the greatest opportunity to be successful. If you're in your 30s, guess what? You just missed 10 years. You missed 10 years plus some change to get that wealth. If you're in your 40s, you missed 20 years plus some change to get that wealth. Okay? If you're in your 50s, you missed 30 years plus some change to get that wealth. If you're in your 60s, you just SOL. So I'm telling you right now, that's what happens. Okay? You need to get into that mindset on that B-set. That beast mode mindset on how you achieve your wealth. That's what you gotta do, all right? You gotta get out there and you gotta push. You gotta get out there and you gotta work hard. You gotta work every day. Tell yourself what you're gonna do. Push the limit. Get out there, work hard. Don't let no one tell you what you can and can't do. Your success is measured by you. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't be successful. You can be successful, you just gotta work hard at it, okay? Never say no. No means new opportunities. When someone says no to you, it means new opportunities. Get out there and grind. Get out there and hustle. When your friends and family start laughing at you, let them laugh. That's just more motivation for you to be successful, okay? That's more motto for you to be successful. That is just more motivation for you to be successful so that you can achieve your dream, okay? That's what it is. That's what I'm talking about. That is just more motivation for you to achieve your dream. Let them laugh at you. He who laughs last will laugh last. He who laughs, because either they're laughing with you or they're laughing at you. That's what you got to think about. They're laughing with you or they're laughing at you. Okay? That's what you got to think about. Okay? Or they're laughing with you or at you. That's what you got to think about. And if they're laughing at you, then you know they're not your friend. They're laughing with you, they're riding with you. That's what you want. You want those to ride with you. When you're struggling, they're struggling. They'd be like, I got you. You don't want these ones that laugh at you, talking about you'll never amount to anything. And then when you start coming up, oh, can you help me? This is what gets me. You tell people that you're trying to build your brand and they get mad at you and they start telling you, well, your prices are too high. My price is too high. Well, you'd rather go down to the Asian store and buy it for $2. But I won't buy mine for $10. I'm trying to build this brand. If you're rocking with me, you will pay that $10. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. Indian people will patronize an Indian store. Italians will buy from Italians. Irish will buy from an Irish store. Chinese people will buy from Chinese people. Filipinos will buy from Filipinos. Japanese will buy from Japanese. Indian people from India will buy from Indian people. Punjabi, Hindu, Muslims, whatever will buy from their own kind. But we people in America, we don't buy from our own kind because we want to find the lowest. That's the problem, okay? That's what I mean, all right? You got to start buying. You got to tell your friends, buy from me. And if they don't buy from you, tell them to spread my business around. Let the world see my business. That's what I want you to do, okay? Hey, this is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. Hey, I love each and every one of y'all, and I'm telling you right now, I want you to start your own lane. Get that bag, and I'll catch y'all in the next podcast. Bravo 6, going dark.